Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get to our intriguing content today, let me remind you, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. You got to love the celebrations of the day. I've missed a few. We've been off for a couple of days. I hope you have enjoyed a few days of silence from the Ron Siegel Radio clan. Black Dog Day today, National Hair Day. I don't have much of it. Fire Pup Day, Eat Fruit at Work Day. I think we know the day that we're going to be celebrating. Everybody around my circle understands this one. National Homemade Cookies Day. Yeah, we enjoy the homemade. Actually, homemade cookies, not homemade cookies. We'll take any kind of cookies we can get our hands on. Dow Jones Industrial Average. What a day it's been. And it's only as I broadcast now, about 9 o'clock in the morning here on the West Coast. Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 261 points. 1 point in the day, we were up over 100 points. So we were up about 130 points early this morning. I'll tell you exactly why we were up so much. I'll tell you why we've gone back down the other way so much. A lot going on in the markets, but we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But let's check out the news of the day. Obviously, yesterday, did you check out that news yesterday? It's going to be a fascinating story as we watch it move forward. The NC2A and the state of California is in a war with everybody, right? They don't like the federal government of the U.S. They don't like the people of the U.S. They don't like the National Collegiate Athletic Association any longer. California battling with everybody. I shouldn't say Californians. It is just the lunatics in Washington. They're the only ones. They're battling everybody that they can. We're going to watch that all the time. But here's the issue. We've seen this one right now is coming out. It is the Fair Play Act. And I guess you wonder what the Fair Play Act means, because it's not really fair any longer. The idea here was California decides that they're going to go on their own route. So the players, NC2A players in California, can now hire, or not now, as of 2023, when the act goes into effect. And we'll see what happens in some of these issues, if how the NC2A decides that they're going to, if, are they going to stand up, or are they going to continue on their knees at the behest of the state of California? So the athletes are going to be allowed to hire a agent, and they'll be able to then go and get paid for different areas where they're using their likeness, using their image for different games and things like that. Now, the college athletes have been extorted to a certain degree, but we're going to see what this really means, because now it's going to say, well, California, you can get paid to play in California, but you can't get paid to play in Florida or Alabama. Where do you think some of the students are going to want to go to? Now they can also change their classification. The NC2A says, well, you know something? As of right now, if you're a California athlete, if this was 2023 and the rules do not change at the NC2A level, they're saying, well, we're not going to allow those athletes to play for national championships because they've got an unfair advantage, which is absolutely true. Why would a student go to Alabama if they're not going to get paid versus going to California and getting paid? 45 different schools are within the jurisdiction of this pay for play. Now, the other area that's going to have an issue, an interesting issue on, is a lot of the sports. Now, you look at a USC. I mean, and I'll be the first to admit, I am a USC fan. The USC football program makes boatloads of money. They bring in huge amounts of money. But what is that? What happens with all that money? Well, a lot of the money goes to support other athletics at the school that don't bring in the money, that don't have the budget. That happens at USC, just like UCLA, Cal, Stanford. Obviously, a couple of those are private schools. A couple of those are public schools. But when you don't have that extra money, if they're getting paid these funds and they have to pay athletes, well, what do you think that's going to do to the money available for other sports? And obviously, bring some of that money down. You're going to be spending it in other areas. So it's going to be a very fascinating situation to watch and see, how is this going to play out? What's going to happen with all of these different issues? Just watching them is going to be an interesting to see. Is the NCAA going to let this stand? Are they going to just say, you know something, California, you've got your right. You get to pay people if you want to pay them. They just don't get to participate in our league. That's part of the process of the NCAA. They're going to have that discussion. They're going to have to deal with that. What do you think? I want to get your opinions on what you think about this. Also going to share with you, we're going to be changing. We might have some issues with some of our broadcasts in the next few days. Just getting them to post properly and to go live on Facebook properly. Working on some new equipment, and always whenever you come out with new equipment, you get some fascinating challenges, I guess is the right terminology. We're going to be working on that. So we're looking to bring you a lot of better information. I'll be able to show you some different charts of what I'm referring to when we're broadcasting live. The idea being, if we can get you that information, you'll be able to see and understand this. And I can guarantee nobody's turning in just so they can actually see my bright and shiny face here in the morning. So we're going to get that information to you. Do hope that you'll bear with us as we have some of the growing pains under the new programs. Can't just, you try and test them as much as you can, but until you go live, well, you don't know exactly what's going to happen with those. So we're going to be really doing some good testing on some of these products to see where they go. Hey, how about this one? A judge yesterday decided that New York, New Jersey, California, high tax states that received a setback in their bid to challenge the $10,000 state and local tax caps. Judge in Manhattan on Monday dismissed a lawsuit filed by the blue state, saying that they failed to demonstrate Congress exceeded its taxing authority by implementing the provision. In a statement responding to the lawsuit, Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York said he disagrees with the court's decision and is evaluating options, including an appeal. Well, who's he going to appeal to? Is he going to appeal to another court, another federal court? He doesn't have a whole lot to go on, but we're going to see what happens there. Just seems to me, and obviously living in California, I'm not a fan of the idea of having to pay more taxes, but, you know, because California and New York, New Jersey, they want to tax the citizens excessively, why does any other state have to pay the difference in those fees? Just throw that out there for you. Watch what's coming out in that one. That's going to be an interesting, fascinating there to watch where we go, what the markets have to say about that. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, an interesting broadcast for you, I believe, what to expect from your home inspection. How does the supply of homes for sale impact buyer demand? We're going to talk about why the markets have been so drastically changing. And today they've been a huge, huge changes already in the market. So we're going to talk about that one with you as well. What is driving that? There's a big issue as to what's driving the markets. The bond market, the mortgage-backed securities, they were down by almost 20 basis points, which means interest rates were up significantly in the early going this morning. And then we got the report. I'm going to talk to you about the report that changed the market and actually turned us to the negative sense. I told you about that earlier, that we are in a negative state, that the bond prices have gone up, which is really good news for the for interest rates. Interest rates went down as soon as this news came out. But what does it mean for the rest of the markets? We'll talk to you about that one as well. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage, when you're ready for that next mortgage. Gold Star has got the programs and the products for you. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. We will put you in touch with the right folks to get you the right products. Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 262 points. The NASDAQ's down 57.58. S&P 500 down 24 points. 10-year Treasuries, they're at 1.628 right now. Call it 1.63. And the mortgage-backed securities, we've been talking about those this morning. That bond is up 17 basis points. Interest rates are down this morning. The rates went down, and we've had a very, very volatile day today. We saw rates go up, then we saw the rates come right back down again. The question being, why is it happening? Well, I'm going to give you that information because we actually did go through a couple of levels of very serious and strong support. But I'm going to talk to you this morning about why we are there, why that happened. That's what you tune in to Ron Siegel Radio for. Earlier last night, actually, it had been today, Japan time, which would have been last night, our time. Japan decided that, you know, all these years of having the negative interest rates probably wasn't doing exactly what they wanted it to do. So what do you do if that's the case? Well, then you have to make some adjustments. And that's really what happened in Japan. That's why we've seen what's going on with the market. So after about 20 years of trying to suppress interest rates to spur the economic activity, didn't work there, doesn't work here, won't work anywhere. The Bank of Japan announced yesterday that it would reduce its purchases of long-term government bonds. That would be quantitative long. When they're buying long-term government bonds, that's the same as what we call quantitative easing. This signals to the market that they actually want longer-term rates to rise and prevent a flattening of their yield curve. Why would Japan want to do this? There is no margin in their banking system, and they want to save it. The idea here is, okay, so we don't have get the interest on it, but at least our banks won't collapse. Banks are taking in money shorter term and not able to make anything on lending out money on the longer term basis. The Bank of Japan also cites that super long-term yields would damage consumer sentiment as returns on pensions and other long-term investments would drop. The Japanese 10-year bond spiked 6.5 basis points to a negative 0.15. It's been negative right along. We've talked about that many, many times, about the negative interest rates that we see in Japan, the negative interest rates that we see in Germany, the reason that that's keeping our interest rates as low as they are. It's been very beneficial for the U.S. market, just watching what's going on from Japan and Germany. People are saying, you know something, why do we want to put our money into a German 10-year bond and get a negative 0.562 interest rate? Why do we want to put our money into the Japan 10-year and they're going to get a negative? They were getting negative 0.24. Now they're at a negative 0.15. So we've seen a big improvement there. I told you about that issue earlier. In the housing news, CoreLogic, though, on the other hand, came out and said home prices rose 0.4% in August, 3.6% year over year. The year-over-year reading remains stable from July and a sustainable and meaningful level for wealth creation. Prices for lower-priced homes increased at a sharper pace of 5.5%, which is consistent in what we have been seeing with the demand in lower-priced homes. CoreLogic forecasts that home prices will appreciate by 5.8% in the year going forward, which is an accelerated pace from 5.4% forecasted in the previous report. Additionally, CoreLogic did a survey showing that 75% of millennial renters indicate they will purchase a home in the future, and 80% of younger millennials say they will be homeowners in the future. This speaks to continued strength in the housing market. Tomorrow, we're going to start getting the jobs data. We're going to receive the ADP employment report tomorrow morning. The market is anticipating around 150,000 job creations. Mortgage bonds, again, lower on the Bank of Japan news, but they're below that 25 and 50-day moving average. Earlier this morning, I told you they broke those two significant levels. But wait. Then all of a sudden, we get another report comes out. And we get bad news for the economy. The manufacturing report came out after that. So when that manufacturing report came out and gave us the downside news, that was not good news when that manufacturing report came out. Well, the markets turned completely. They made a complete about face. They came back from that 20 basis point deficit on the mortgage-backed securities, went all the way back and got to, now they're up 17 basis points. So we ended up going from a significant time, a significant area there in the market where the bonds were down, interest up, So now the bonds are up, interest rates are down. Now, we don't always get a lot of great information. We don't get a lot of data from that housing report, from that ISM report. But today we got that news, and you know, sometimes we write our updates before that report is done. So we have to really be careful, and we come out and we'll tell you, okay, well, this is what happened. This is why the markets are doing what they're doing. We want to make sure that you're understanding that and get the information right away as quickly as we can get it for you. So when that housing, that manufacturing number came out and starts telling us a little bit different story, well, then we have to really be careful, because when the markets changed, well, all of a sudden we start saying, okay, if manufacturing is contracting, which is what the update came in this morning, well, we got to be careful, because that number then tells us that maybe there is a recession on the horizon. And that's going to be a big issue as we progress, because a lot of folks, there's a lot of younger people, especially our millennials, who have only experienced one or two recessions. They haven't seen a whole lot of recessions. The one that's the major issue in the millennial world is the recession of 2008. But what does that mean to the whole market? Well, recession does not equal housing crisis. That's the big issue that we need to get that message out, so you understand that recession and housing crisis are completely different animals. A housing crisis, which is what caused the last recession, was a major issue, right? Property prices went down significantly. That does not normally happen. When we have a recession, in fact, more often than not when we have a recession, there is an increase in equity in our home price or in our pricing. So we get a lot of value from the a recession. So the last, I'm trying to find the exact chart here so I can give you the exact numbers. Five recessions: 1980, 1981, 1991, 2001, 2008. All times when we had recessions. But pricing did not drop. Two of them pricing dropped. One of them, 2008, we all know, 19.7% was the nationwide drop. You might have experienced more. California had some higher priced properties, some higher appreciations, so California also got hit more than other areas. But as a national numbers, and I'm just giving you the national numbers, and that I know that national numbers don't affect your pocketbook, right? They don't affect your pocket. Down 19.7%. But the recession right before that, well, that was 2001, and real estate prices went up by 6.6%, up 6.6. In 1991, we had a recession. Real estate prices dropped. It was only 1.9%, not a whole heck of a lot. 1981, real estate prices were up 3.5%. 1980, real estate prices were up 6.1%. So while a recession in many, many instances, most people believe that we will have a recession, or the majority, I should say, not most, but well, I guess it is, majority, about 56% of the people believe that there will be a recession sometime between now and the end of 2020. If that's the case, that does not equate to any problem in real estate. And that's our big issue right there, is we want to understand, what is the real estate matter? How is all of this going to affect your house? How is this going to affect your property? How is this going to affect your investment? That's the big issue. And the idea here, as long as interest rates continue to keep going down, you're going to be better off. That is the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, what to expect from your home inspection? How does the supply of homes for sale impact buyer demand? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. In the middle of our street, our house.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or... Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score...
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. What to expect from your home inspection is the topic this morning. You made an offer and it was accepted. Your next task is to have the home inspected prior to closing. Agents often recommend you make your offer contingent upon a clean home inspection. This contingency allows you to renegotiate the price you offered for the home. Ask the sellers to cover repairs or in some cases walk away if challenges arise. Your agent can advise you on the best course of action once the report is filed. How to choose an inspector. Your agent will most likely have a short list of inspectors they've worked with in the past to recommend to you. HGTV suggests you consider the following five areas when choosing the right inspector for your home. Number one, qualifications. Find out what's included in your inspection and if the age or location of your home may warrant specific certifications or specialties. Number two, sample reports. Ask for a sample inspection report so you can review how thoroughly they will be inspecting your dream home. In most cases, the more detailed the report, the better. Number three, references. Do your homework. Ask for phone numbers and names of past clients who you can call to discuss their experiences. Number four, memberships. Not all inspectors belong to a national or state association of home inspectors. And membership in one of these groups should not be the only way to evaluate your choice. Membership in one of these organizations does, however, often mean continued training and education are required. Errors and omissions insurance. Find out what the liability of the inspector or inspection company is once the inspection is over. The inspector is only human, after all, and it is possible they miss something they should see. Ask your inspector if it's okay for you to tag along during the inspection so they can point out anything that should be addressed or fixed. Don't be surprised to see an inspector climbing on the roof or crawling around the attic or on the floors. The job of the inspector is to protect your investment and find any issues with the home, including but not limited to the roof, plumbing, electrical components, appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, ventilation, windows, fireplace, chimney, foundation. Bottom line, they say ignorance is bliss, but not when you're talking about your home hard-earned money and not when they're talking about a decision to buy or not buy. Now, remember, it's the inspector's job to tell you what flaws there might be. That does not mean that that's a automatic escape from the contract. Now, there are ways to get out of it, but you may find that the information that the inspector is giving you is totally acceptable to you. If the information is totally acceptable, then you just run with it right from there. Don't worry about what the report, that the report says that there's a broken electrical socket or, a broken handle somewhere. Those might be minor issues to you. You might have been planning on changing all the electrical sockets anyway, right? So it may not be a major issue. The idea of the report is eliminate surprises. Now, if you're in the Orange County market, I find it very simple just to deal with this issue. You just call our friends, John and Melissa Hammond, Hammond Inspections, and they'll help you with the whole program. Do a great job for the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. I highly, highly recommend them to come in and chat. Just a thought there for you about the home inspection process. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found that dream home, then I am going to highly recommend you get a home digest. It's something sent to you every single month, and it's free. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find out what the county recorder knows about your property. Find out what the market believes about your property. Again, it's free. SLT Home Digest. Text that SLT Home Digest, no spaces, to 79564. Find, again, that is going to tell you what the market knows about your property. How does the supply of homes for sale impact demand is another subject we wanted to broach with you this morning. Price of any item is determined by supply as well as the market's demand for the item. The National Association of Realtors, NAR, surveys over 50,000 real estate practitioners about their expectations for home sales, prices, and market conditions for their monthly Realtors Confidence Index. Their latest edition sheds some light on the relationship between seller traffic and buyer traffic or demand. Buyer demand, I shared a map earlier. The map was created after asking the question, how would you rate buyer traffic in your area? Well, in almost every portion of the market, there's no place in the country, North Dakota and Illinois are the only places where buyer traffic is weak. Almost every place else, it's either stable, strong, or very strong. And here in Taxifornia, we are in a stable market. And again, I shared this chart, the darker blue, the stronger the demand for homes in that area. Survey shows that in 3 of the 50 U.S. states, buyer demand is now very strong. Only 2 of the 50 states have weak demand. Overall, buyer demand is slightly lower than this time last year, but remains strong. Now we look at the seller supply index. The index also asked, how would you rate seller traffic in your area? Selling traffic is not real great in a lot of areas. There's a lot of gray on the chart that I shared. 18 states reported weak seller traffic, 29 states, and the District of Columbia reported stable seller traffic. 3 states reported strong seller traffic. This means there are fewer homes on the market than what is needed to satisfy the buyers who are looking for homes. We did chat about that with some agents out in the Coachella Valley last week when we were there, about how the supply of the inventory of homes on the market, very, very low right now. The bottom line, looking at the maps that I shared, not hard to see why prices are appreciating, going up in many areas of the country. Until the supply of homes for sale starts to meet buyer demand, prices will continue to increase. If you're debating listing your home for sale, hey, let's chat about it. Make sure you get the home digest, see what the market knows about your property, move forward accordingly. And you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, what is the cost of waiting until next year to buy? Credit union versus bank mortgage, which should you consider? All that and more, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the Your Credit Matters segment today. Being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Our friend Jeff Sipes, Blue Water Credit, they take care of the Credit Sanitizer site for us. Credit union versus bank mortgage, which should you choose? You probably know the answer to this. Saved your money, found the perfect house, ready to buy. Now you just need a mortgage. Commercial banks may be the obvious choice, but they aren't the only option for your mortgage. Mortgage brokers, online mortgage lenders, and credit unions also originate mortgage loans. Credit unions and other non-banks are gaining in popularity for mortgage originations. In fact, credit unions accounted for 9% of all mortgage originations in 2017. If you are ready to take out a mortgage on your dream home, here's what you need to know about credit union versus bank mortgages. The advantage of getting a mortgage through a credit union: credit unions operate like banks, but they are nonprofit organizations with specific membership requirements. The members of the credit union are the collective owners of the union, offering some distinct advantages for mortgage origination. Credit unions may offer lower rates, easier approval, greater personalization, and more. Four advantages of working with a credit union versus a bank for your mortgage. Number one, easier approval. In general, credit unions are more likely to lend to people with poor credit scores and offer options for smaller down payments. Credit unions are also more likely to hold on to the mortgages they originate rather than selling them like banks often do. When a bank sells a mortgage, outside investors drive the interest rates and underwriting standards, limiting their flexibility with mortgage terms. When credit unions do not sell mortgages, they can be more flexible with who they lend to and what rates they offer. In addition to having more flexible qualification options, credit unions' top priority is customer service, not profits. They want to help their members find the options that work best for them, their community, and the credit union membership as a whole. Plus, if you're already a member of a credit union, it's generally easier to get additional services through an institution you already have a relationship with. You may even be pre-approved for a mortgage based on your prior account activity. Because credit unions are exempt from paying federal taxes and prioritize breaking even, not making a profit, they can offer higher interest rates for deposits and lower interest rates for loans. Overall, credit union rates tend to be lower for all types of loans, including credit cards, but rates for mortgages may be similar to those from traditional banks if they sell their mortgages. Even a small difference in interest can make a big difference. Fewer fees. There are many unavoidable costs of taking out a mortgage. Closing costs, vendor fees, insurance. Many banks and mortgage brokers will also charge origination fees and other processing costs. Because credit unions are less concerned with turning a profit, originating a mortgage with one of these, the one will often result in fewer origination fees and other processing costs. These reduced fees can potentially save you thousands of dollars. How about doing the no-cost loan? That's an option as well. Credit unions prioritize customer service for their members. Banks, on the other hand, are primarily motivated by profits. You may get a better, more personalized experience by working with a credit union to originate your mortgage. Because credit unions more often hold on to their mortgages, you're more likely to work with them for the life of the loan. They also often offer special rewards programs and incentives for first-time home buyers or no down payment plans. Depending upon the credit union you're a part of, it may also be able to provide specific advice and context for loans. For example, credit unions, specifically for veterans, may have more hands-on expertise with VA loans. Similarly, geographically based credit unions may have better understanding of local incentives and mortgages. The disadvantages of originating a mortgage with a credit union. Because they're smaller membership-based organizations, there are some disadvantages with working with a credit union for your mortgage. Five things to keep in mind if you're considering a credit union versus a bank mortgage. Membership requirements. While traditional banks open accounts with anyone, credit union membership, you got to fit their mold. Just throw that out there for you. You can't find a credit union in your area, you may qualify for using CULOOKUP.com. CULOOKUP.com. Credit unions smaller, often more geographically limited than national banks. That means fewer options for in-person service. In fact, credit unions have an average 3 branches, while most banks have an average of 16. Many credit unions still operate traditional bankers' hours, 9 to 3, Monday to Friday, as well as limiting your options for service. Dated technology. Online services are becoming increasingly important to consumers who require and expect quick and easy self-serve online options. Credit unions are generally behind the times when it comes to technology, which means you may not be able to use an app or find other self-serve options online if you have questions. They are quickly catching up to traditional banks, though, so this may not be much of a disadvantage moving forward. Limited financing options. Banks and credit unions fund mortgages and other loans with cash on hand and borrowed from other institutions. In order to lend money to members, they must have more money available. Because credit unions typically have a smaller customer base, tend to have less cash on hand to loan, which may curtail loans available. Banks are on average 13 times larger than credit unions, with $2.6 billion in assets versus $207 million in assets for the credit unions. Less secure insurance. FDIC does not cover credit unions. Instead, the NCUA regulates federally insured credit unions and provides smaller insurance coverage. Private insurance is held to same regulatory standards, but is generally considered less secure than federally chartered coverage. Credit union versus bank, when you're ready to make that take out a mortgage, a lot more options than you might think. I'm going to share with you, I never want to send somebody to a brick and mortar, any of them, credit union or the big bank on the corner. Why? Because all of them have limited capabilities with their products. Go to any credit union. It does not matter. Navy Federal Credit Union, a good union. Generally, they're going to take longer to get your loans done, and ask them what the rate is today for a business owner loan. Probably can't tell you. What is the rate for down payment assistance? They may or may not be able to help you with that. Part of the reason, not because they don't want to, it's just they've got a limited amount of people they can help. So if you've only got a limited number of people to help, then the idea is to help them as best as possible and send the other ones to somewhere else where they can get the guidance. Now, if you've only got that limited number, you're trying to get them to fit into the box that you have, the only one that you have, the only one that fits. That's where the problems come in, is you want to have all options available to you. Same reason that I share with you, do not leave your 401k behind when you leave or move companies. Right? Move that to someplace where you control it, where you have all options on the table for your benefit. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. Try and get this in real quick. We shared an infographic over the weekend. Should I buy now or wait until next year? And I just wanted to give you some of the highlights of that. Cost of waiting to buy, defined as the additional funds necessary to buy a home if prices and interest rates were to increase over a period of time. Freddie Mac forecasts interest rates will rise to 3.8% by the fourth quarter of 2020. CoreLogic predicts home prices will appreciate by 5.4% over the next 12 months. If you're ready and willing to buy your dream home, now's a great time to be buying. And here's just some samples, right? I mean, the context here, are you one of the many millennials born between 81 and 97 who sees your friends and family diving headfirst into the real estate market and are wondering if now is the time for you to do the same? So now the interest rates, Freddie Mac rate, 3.6%. Next year, 3.8%. Use the same home price, now 2.5%. CoreLogic says that price is going to go up 5.4%. You have to pay $263.5. National numbers again. You might have to double it or triple it for Orange County. Mortgage payment, $1,136 now versus $1,227 in the future. Monthly savings, $91.19. Okay. Annually, $1,000, almost $1,100, but over 30 years, that's $33,000. So just think about those concepts. Is it really that important for you to have that Starbucks coffee, or can you save on it? Can you save on maybe one night out of sushi every month? Those are the things you're trading to get that house now as opposed to sometime down the road. And as always, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.